Hello, amazing folks. Welcome to another interesting episode of the podcast show, Trivia Talks. I'm your host, Tarun Mundra, and in today's episode, we have with us a very special guest. Her name is Bhushita Ahuja. Bhushita is a 16-year-old girl from Delhi. She is an international chess player and has been crowned as state champion as well. She is playing the sport since she was 7 years old. And her passion towards this sport led her to found an amazing foundation, which is Samvedana. Samvedana aims at taking chess to the underprivileged section of the society and currently teaching more than 300 kids in 7 states across the country. They have been also endorsed by sports minister of the country as well as prominent sports icon like Gautam Gambhir. She is also the author of the book Open Your Wardrobe for Answers, which is based on clothing psychology. And Bhushita believes that age shouldn't be an excuse in the path of success. In today's episode, we will be talking about how to be goal-oriented at such a young age. And she will be also discussing about her journey from chess player to founding an amazing foundation like Samvedana and how she decided to give back to society at such a young age. So without any further ado, let's start this awesome discussion with Bhushita Ahuja. Let's go. Well, hello Bhushita. Welcome to Trivia Talks. It's an honor having you on the show. Thank you so much for joining in.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah. So beginning with the first question, which is about your background for our listeners. So please tell us more about you. What exactly you are doing and what is your story?
Sure. So I am a 16-year-old girl from Delhi, currently in 11th grade. And I am also an international chess player and I have been playing this sport since the past 9 years. So my passion for chess led me to start my own NGO called Samvedana last year in 2019. And we've been teaching around 350 plus underprivileged kids through that. I'm also an author and I recently published my book, Open Your Wardrobe for Answers, which is based on clothing psychology. So I feel that age shouldn't be an excuse in the path of success. And I strongly feel that when you have the determination to do what you want to, then there's no stopping you.
Right. So you are an international chess player. You are an author and you founded Samvedana Foundation, right? So firstly, tell me how did you manage to do this at such a young age, right? And apart from that, right. I would also like you to highlight on the topic, which is how to be goal oriented like you in such a young age.
Right. So I feel that it is very important in life that you set higher goals and you shouldn't be attached to things or to people. You should be attached to your goal. And it's important what kind of a goal you set in life, because your goal can even be to travel the world. It can be to master a particular subject. It can be to do social work. It is very diverse, the range of your goals. And that is why it is important to choose the right goal which would suit you as a person and which you are passionate about. Because you will only be able to stay attached to your goal and you will only be able to, keep dedicatedly working towards it if you are interested in it. So it's important to set goals that interest you and that you will be inclined towards. Secondly, what I do is I follow a system of planning in my daily life and I try to manage my time in the best way possible, because everyone gets only 24 hours in their day. God has not given someone 28 hours and someone 12 hours. He's given the constant amount of time to each and every individual. So it is up to you how you use that time, and that is going to define your parameters of success. So how do I manage my time? I follow a rule of urgent and important. I basically, I list down all my tasks in the beginning of the day and I note down which one of them is urgent, which one of them is important, and which out of those are both urgent and important. And on the basis of that, I follow completion of tasks. And I feel that it's important to avoid distractions, especially if you're a teenager. You get a lot of distractions in your daily life. So avoiding them is very, very important. It's a whole art of saying no. So there's this quote by Steve Jobs which says, it is only by saying no that you can concentrate on the things that are really important. So don't feel afraid to say no. Don't be peer pressurized. You have to accept that your priorities are more important. And I also feel that it is very important and imperative to stay in the right company, because the people who you are with really influence the decisions you take and the person you become. So you have to, you should be around people who are positive, who encourage you. Also people who, point out your negatives so that you can improve and become a better person. But you shouldn't be with people who influence you in a negative way so that you start wasting your time. And lastly, I feel it is very important to stay motivated. And by motivated, the best form of motivation is self-motivation. So try to be self-motivated. There are multiple ways to feel internal motivation, through meditation or through reading books, watching documentaries. That's up to you and it's very subjective, but it is important to stay motivated. And that is how I stay goal-oriented.
Wow, that's amazing. And you rightly said our surrounding is very important. And someone rightly said you are the average of five people you live the most with, right?
Right.
And as you mentioned about the motivation, I wanted to know about your mentor or your teacher who motivates you, again and again to do all those things in which you are involved right now. Yeah.
So I feel very, very blessed to have a very supportive family, and especially my mother, my grandmother. They really, really motivate me a lot and they keep encouraging me to reach my goals and achieve all my dreams. So I treat them as my mentors, and they constantly uplift me to do better and become a better version of myself.
That's amazing. And another hurdle which teenage might face while achieving, several or multiple goals will be their studies with the goal which they are into, right? The goal might be, non-academic also, are involved in, you are playing chess, you are also managing Samvedna Foundation, you are also writing books. So, right. So how do you manage studies with all these things?
Right. So I feel that, if I start thinking that, if I'm doing so many things apart from studies, then studies are no longer important. That is a wrong thought. Studies are very important and it's not a good thing to run away from things, if you feel that being studying also and doing extracurriculars, it's a lot of pressure. So put less emphasis on one of them, then that is wrong. You need to keep a balance, a steady one. And again, how do I do that? I use the rule of urgent and important. And when my exams are nearby, then I focus more on my academics and I do less of my extracurriculars. It's not like I leave my extracurriculars, but the weightage I give to academics is higher. And when my academics are, going slow, then I focus a lot more on my extracurricular. So that way I'm able to keep the balance.
Wow. Amazing. Now talking about your different journeys, which you already experienced, I would like to start with the chess. So how your journey as a chess player started?
Sure. So I was around 7 years old and my brother was 5 years old, and my mother read in some parenting book that, teaching kids chess is a very good idea because it really helps them become, you know, get patient and become more mature. So she taught us how to play chess just like any other board game. Like, you know, they teach you how to play Ludo, Carom board. Like that, she taught us how to play chess. But we got so interested in this game because, you know, it had so many different things and it was a mind game, and we both loved these kind of games. So we started playing against each other, and we used to play for hours every day. And then when guests would arrive at home, then we would start challenging them. So everybody in our family and all, they could see our developing interest in this subject, and then they all decided that, you know, we can actually make a career in this sport. So they enrolled us in a chess academy where we started learning professionally. And we learned for quite a long time, and we dedicatedly went there every day and learned openings, end games, middle game, everything. And once we were a little more stronger in the game, then we started participating in local tournaments. And we earlier we weren't performing as good, but sooner with practice we started performing very, very well. And we started getting trophies and a lot of recognition. Then we moved on to state level, national level, and finally international level. So I was able to become Delhi state champion, and my brother was able to get bronze medal for India in Commonwealth.
Oh wow, that's amazing actually. You know, there are some things which we already know, like regarding the chess part, but I wanted to understand from you, like, what are the benefits of chess, like how it helps you grow? Because it's
Sure.
not physical activities, or it's not, you know, direct playing in the field on the field, but
Right.
how it, like, exactly it affects your mind or body.
Sure. So, chess, like any other sport, it teaches you sportsmanship, and it also teaches you how to juggle your ups and downs in life, because it teaches you that, you know, winning and losing is just a part of the game. But if I talk to you specifically about chess, then it arouses your creativity. It also inculcates patience, problem-solving skills, and critical thinking. And chess being a very mathematical kind of sport, I'm not saying that it's mathematical. There is a lot of creativity involved as well, but it's quite a mental sport, right? So it also improves your academics, and it is said that chess helps you know, enhance your results, both in mathematics and in languages. So that is very, very interesting, and even I didn't know about that. But chess has definitely helped me with my academics also. And it also teaches time management skills, and it gives you a lot of confidence.
Nice. So, like, chess also helped you in founding one of the amazing foundation, which is Samvedna Foundation. So, what is the
Yeah.
story behind it, and like, what, you know, pushed you or compelled you to start that particular foundation?
Right. So, my brother and I, we both were like, it was around 2 years ago, and I had just entered high school, and academic pressures increased a lot. So, we had to make a very difficult decision. We were on a crossroad. We had to decide whether we were going to focus on academics or sports, because doing both together professionally is not a very good idea. You can either take sports as a hobby, or you can just, like, you know, do academics a little lightly. So we decided that, you know, our family and all, they all felt that academics was very, very important as a foundation. So we decided that we are gonna take chess a little more lightly, because if you do play chess, then you have to make sure you give in like 8 hours every day if you actually want to become a professional chess player. So, and you have to play a lot of tournaments as well. Like, you have to play one tournament in every 2 months, and there's a lot of traveling also involved. So that's where we had to take it a little lightly. But the passion was so strong in our hearts for this game that we just couldn't get over it. That is where we, you know, got the idea of Samvedna, where we can actually spread this passion in other individuals who didn't have those many resources and opportunities as we did. And that's why we wanted to target the underprivileged section and empower them and give them the resources and opportunities to grow, as well as become future grandmasters.
Wow. And you also receive endorsement from Sports Minister of the country, and I think from Gautam Gambhir also.
Yeah,
So,
so
yeah. Yeah.
we organized a chess tournament 14th and 15th December, and because we wanted to teach underprivileged and that social aspect required an investment and funding. So we thought we'll organize a tournament, and whatever money we earn from the entry fees, we will invest that into this cause. And in that tournament, fortunately, we were very blessed that the sports minister came as a chief guest, and so did Gautam Gambhir ji. And that the event was a huge success, and it was the starting point of Samvedna's journey.
That's actually amazing. And if I talk from the other perspective, which is, like targeting the right thing at the right time is also very important. And for that particular point of time, I want to ask you this also, that do you think taking some big decisions like you did at such a young age is good for the future of us, or is it okay to fail again and again and after getting the success?
I feel failure is very, very important, because failure, you shouldn't be scared of failure. It is a process. It's a learning process, and when you fail, that is when you realize your mistake and you are able to improve. But sometimes taking decisions is also important, because for example, if we didn't take a decision at that point and we gave 8 hours a day to chess also, then we wouldn't have had the time for academics. And it's sometimes very important to be sure of things, because if you don't have clarity, then you will not be able to stay goal oriented. And to stay goal oriented, it's very important to define a few things and to be sure, and you have to know what you're doing and why you're doing that.
Very rightly said. And your journey as an author also started in the similar time frame. So how it exactly started?
So I personally come from a background of the clothing industry. Like, my family has a business that is in the clothing industry, and I have always been interested in clothes, and and fashion, and I like dressing up, I like shopping clothes and all of that. So that is where my interest in this field came in. And clothing, I didn't know there was an entire psychology based on clothing initially, but when I started researching, I found it very, very interesting. And that's where I got the thought that why don't I write a book on this? And it was when I started reading up about this subject and preparing notes and writing articles about it that I got the feeling that this can actually be turned into a book. So that was the thought behind the book. And of course, the whole process of research and writing this book has helped me understand more about myself, because through the clothing I wear, what kind of colors I appreciate more than others, and what kind of designs I like to wear, I am able to understand myself better. So that has also really helped me, because there are chapters that I wrote about, for example, how to dress for success, or do you dress to impress? So that that helped me in my life also.
Okay, so look, how did you do the research regarding writing about the clothing psychology? Like, what was the parameters you were focusing on?
So I first defined what exactly I would like in my book, what kind of chapters I would want. Like, I knew that clothing has colors is very, very big part of clothing. So there was an entire chapter I dedicated for colors. Then there was a chapter I dedicated on success and clothing and all of that. When I defined all the chapters, then I started researching about them one by one. Because if you start researching without any structure, then it gets a little vague. So I created a kind of a structure and then I did my research on the basis of that, and I was able to get a lot of information with the right kind of research. Of course, you have to be sure that you use the credible sources because some articles were biased, some articles were outdated. So you have to be very sure that you're using the right data and the data is not too old, the data is reliable. And only once I was sure that sources were credible, then I used them and incorporated them in my research.
Amazing. And whenever we write our first book, it's always special, right? And writing a book at such a young age is also a very big thing. So how did you find the publishers and how you kept yourself motivated that yaar ye to karna hi hai anyhow?
So initially, I'll tell you, writing a book is not easy. Like, when I was doing Samvedna, then I was not that, I didn't have any confusion in my mind. I was very confident because of having a whole history in the field of chess. I knew coaches, I knew the whole game, and I knew everything about it. But when I was writing the book, I didn't have knowledge on the field. I had never published a book before. I had no idea about publishers and the entire process of getting a book published. So I was very clueless on that part, but I was quite determined that, I have tried writing books before, but I used to start writing, then I would be like, no, this is not looking good, and then I would just stop writing about it. That used to happen with me. But this time when I started writing, I was very determined that I don't know about publishing, but I am going to complete this book and I'm going to give it my best. Because if you don't complete something that you have started, then inside yourself you feel like a failure. You know that, okay, it was not a good book and it's fine, I left it. But inside you, there is this small feeling, there is this small gap that keeps irritating you. So that's why I always say that when you pick up something, you should try and complete that. So when I started writing, I did have these thoughts in my mind that how am I going to get it published? Will people support me to get it published? Will it take too much time? Will it be too costly? I had all these questions, but I said, let me not think about so much. Let me just, complete my book. Let me complete all the chapters. Let me not leave this. And that effort, I think, I was like very blessed that I got, my family members, they told me about how the publishing process worked, and I was able to connect with Notion Press, and they agreed to work on my book with me. So that all happened, but it was about the motivation that I had and the commitment that I am going to complete this that led me to take it from the start all the way to the end.
Oh wow. So how do your friends react on such an amazing initiative from your side? What is the reaction of your friends?
They're all very happy for me, and they're just like, they also get motivated, I feel, at times. And friends are just, they
It's
just,
a very special feeling, right?
yeah. एग्जैक्टली वे जस्ट वेरी हैप्पी दैट उनकी उनकी फ्रेंड ने इतना कुछ कर दिया एंड देन दे
राइट
ऑल्सो आर लाइक वी शुड ऑल्सो डू समथिंग लाइक दैट.
या एग्जैक्टली एंड यू कैन यूज योर नॉलेज टू यू नो मेंटर देम ऑल्सो एंड इट ऑल्सो मोटिवेट अदर्स. सो इट्स अमेजिंग इनिशिएटिव एंड यू आर फोकसिंग ऑन द राइट डायरेक्शन. सो आई ऑल्सो वॉन्टेड टू अंडरस्टैंड दिस. आई एम नॉट श्योर अबाउट दिट बट आई डू यू एवर थॉट अबाउट यू नो बींग एन ऑन्टरप्रिनोर और अ बिजनेस पर्सन?
Yes, of course.
ओ वाओ.
From grade 6 onwards, I have been like wanting to be an entrepreneur. But I feel that Samvedna also, it's not exactly like, there is a bit of entrepreneurship in it because it's a kind of a social entrepreneurship, because when you're organizing a tournament, you have all the elements of a business that you have to use. For example, in the tournament, we were asking people to, you know, pay the entry fees. So marketing is something that we learned through that process, and we had to use different tricks of marketing. We learned networking. We put in, like, you know, financial management. Everything was there. So entrepreneurship has been going on even with Samvedna, and in general also I keep participating in Shark Tank events and business courses with, like, top universities like Harvard and Columbia. So I am really a entrepreneur. I have an entrepreneurial bent of mind, so I really enjoy that part.
Wow. And you are carrying your brother with you, like, in all these activities you are trying to involve him also?
So he is there with me in Samvedna. He is a better chess player than me, and he's, like, you know, very, very pro the game. But he is not as keen as me in entrepreneurship. So that part I don't, like, he's not with me in that. And he hasn't really written a book yet, but he is into other things, like he is into other sports and like,
yeah, you keep motivating him, like, you know, you can do this, you can do that. So
yeah,
if we have a elder sister like you, like, it will be very amazing to, you know, like, choose the right path. So it is very helpful for him, actually, because in your case you have to find the direction. In his case, he can find the direction with the help of yours. So that's nice. So moving toward the last question, which is also a very, like, equally important question: what Bhushita is looking for in the coming 5 years? So what's your goal in the next 5 years?
Right. So I want to, I have short-term goals and long-term goals. So if I talk about my short-term goals, I want to focus a lot on my studies, and, you know, I want to perform well in all my subjects, and I don't want any of my subjects to, you know, not do so well if I'm doing so many other things. I want them also to be equally, like, you know, it should be equally good. And I also want Samvedna to reach out to every nook and corner of the country and around. I want to reach out to, like, thousands of kids. And as far as my book is concerned, I want to write a book on Vedic literature and gender inequality. So those are my goals. So some of them are short term, some of them are long term. Like, the academic goals are short term. Samvedna is both short term and long term. Like, the 1,000 people is short term, but the every nook and corner of the country, that's long term. And in my books, the current book that I'm working on, the Vedic literature and gender inequality, that is short term. And after that, I am going to look into other types of psychologies also. For example, dream psychology and digital psychology. So that is long term.
Wow, that's amazing, Bhushita. And I'm definitely, like, I'm very sure that you are going to do amazing work in the future also. And from this podcast itself, I think it will give a very, very detailed idea to all those who would like to be goal oriented in the life. And your story is just amazing, and it will obviously keep them motivated and inspired. So, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us your time. It was amazing talking to you.
Same here. Thank you so much.
Well, that's all from today's episode. I hope you liked it. In case if you have any suggestion or feedback, you can reach out to me at various social media handles. I'm adding the link in the description. Until next time, stay safe and stay tuned.